The Haynes Borough Assembly gives the Freeride World Tour permission to scout potential competition sites in areas normally off limits. And Haynes' soon-to-be interim manager, Brad Ryan, says he hopes to improve borough communication. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Freeride World Tour is coming back to Haynes in 2016. The International Ski and Snowboard Competition asked the Haynes Borough for permission to scout potential competition sites outside the Heliski boundaries. And despite a strongly worded letter from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game urging the borough not to grant permission, the assembly voted to allow the permit, excluding one of the most sensitive areas. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Earlier this year, in March, the Freeride World Tour made its first ever Alaska stop, and they chose Haynes. Despite weather delays, the event was successful. Many in Haynes enjoyed the backcountry action and the stacks of cash that skiers and snowboarders, media, and organizers were spending on hotels, in bars, and in restaurants. For the 2016 event, Freeride requested another special events permit that would allow them access to three areas not authorized to use by local heliski guides. Those areas requested are closer to town with better access. Here's Haynes Tourism Director Leslie Ross.
Freeride will only be using one location. They're asking for three out-of-bounds locations. They also have several inbounds locations pointed out. When this event occurs, it will occur in one space. So they're not asking for three out-of-bounds areas to use all three. They want to have as many venues open as possible to allow them to choose for safety, for light, for snow conditions.
The special heliski competition permit was recommended for approval by former borough manager Dave Sosa just 2 days before he moved out of town earlier this month. In the letter, he says that borough staff met with special interest groups to discuss the permit and its potential impacts. But local conservation advocates at the meeting said they couldn't find any evidence of that consultation. Here's Lynn Canal Conservation Board member Scott Carey.
And so before you know vote on this, you should know that there's been no community input on these areas at all.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game was consulted, however, and in a letter to the borough, biologist Carl Koch strongly advised against allowing any out-of-bounds permits. Pam Randles is the director of the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation and was one of many to speak out against the permit.
The Bear Foundation met as a board, and we strongly agree with Fish and Game that those particular three areas are very sensitive areas for bears, for goats, and for wolverines. I've personally seen them there in the winter. I've seen them making dens. These are sensitive areas.
Koch's letter states that collared goats are known to winter in those requested areas, on Tikkun Ridge, in the Tuckshinook Range, and at a spot called Caesars. He wrote that the proposed activity would have a negative impact on those goats. He also stated that brown bear dens were observed in two of the three sites and that denning wolverines could very well be holed up in those areas. He said allowing the permit would ignore the lengthy process that set those boundaries in the first place. Scott Sundberg is the owner of Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures and a liaison for the Freeride Group. He said the recommendations from ADF&G don't have enough data or concrete findings. He added that Freeride and the Heliski community have no interest in disrupting wildlife.
This is a 1 or 2 day event. If we were to inspect these sites, and we inspect them rather diligently, and if there's wildlife present, it's immediately scratched.
On the phone from Switzerland was Nicholas Hale Woods, the general manager of Freeride World Tour. He said the 2015 event was a lifetime highlight for the skiers and crew.
We were touched by the community's welcoming, and the unique quality of the mountain range was mind-blowing.
Hale Woods offered to take an observer over the sites prior to any snow inspections to scope out the wildlife situation. He said the Freeride community is sensitive to the concerns and will make an effort to limit the number of people and activity in the chosen spot. After testimony for, but mostly against, the permit, the assembly agreed the Freeride crew and skiers were professional and respectful, and the event gave a much-needed boost to the local economy. But they also agreed that more locals should have been consulted. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer moved to eliminate the Tuckshinook option, a culturally sensitive area that Fish and Game says is home to wintering goats. That motion passed unanimously. Assemblymember Tresham Gregg then suggested using one of the remaining prohibited areas only as a last resort. George Campbell responded, saying with the organization's sterling reputation and lots of eyes on them from all over the world, the assembly should trust that they know what they're doing.
We're putting restrictions
restrictions on wildlife distances, we're putting other such restrictions on them, I think we should just let them operate and trust that they're going to do the best job they can to do the least amount of impact on everything, because, again, part of their audience is also very conscious of wildlife and the environment, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want the reputation of being the people out destroying the environment either.
Assemblymember Ron Jackson proposed an amendment that would put in writing that Freeride must bring an observer over the sites before any competition activity. That passed unanimously. The main motion to allow the permit excluding Tuck Chinook passed 5-1, with Greg opposed. The Freeride World Tour brought more than 100 athletes, organizers, and media to Haines in 2015. The Haines portion of the 2016 event is slated for March 17th. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Brad Ryan will start as the Haines-Borough interim manager on January 2nd. And as Jillian Rogers reports, he's looking forward to making some positive changes.
The morning after the assembly voted to hire Ryan without the usual shortlist and interview process, he says he was surprised they went that route. Happy, but surprised.
If you are optimistic, and maybe to a fault, you think you can go in and do a good job and make the town a better place.
His few months as the director of public facilities has helped him get a feel for the relationship between borough staff and the assembly. He says he sees a lot of confusion and misunderstandings when it comes to what the assembly thinks staff is doing. He's hoping to change that and keep both groups informed.
I think if we have a clear direction from the assembly and it has a lot of public input, that'll make my job immensely easier. I think if we don't get that, and Margaret brought it up last night with the strategic plan, I think that would be huge. As the 2 months of my director of public facilities, I never sat down with the assembly as a whole and said, this is what I'm doing, and this is the direction we're going. Wastewater treatment plant's a big issue right now. But I'm not sure the assembly even understands that we think we might get money to replace the building. And if we don't, we have a second option to push for. We're actively working on it as is appropriate. And I think there's a disconnect there. And I don't think it's the assembly's fault. I don't think it's the staff's fault. It's just a setup of how it works. And I want to see more of a promotion of what the borough does in a positive light.
Ryan praised former manager Dave Sosa for his consistency and ability to stay within the confines of the code.
Outside of that, what I think he probably lacked was he didn't have a real investment in the community, and that was bothersome to me. He did a great job. That I don't doubt at all, but I think once in a while you have to sit down and say, well, what do we as the borough and the community value? And that's what I hope that I can improve on.
As far as project priorities, the sewer plant is first, no question, he says.
You only have to tour it once to know that we need to upgrade it, And so, I think that's the most important, because people don't want their sewer running down the road.
The usual suspects like the Lutac dock and the small boat harbor are also on his list of big jobs to tackle. And he says he's already been working on them in his current position at public facilities, so he's got a leg up. Before signing on with the borough earlier this fall, Ryan worked as the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition and the director at Tuck Chinook Watershed Council before that. He was also the science director and grant writer for the Chilkoot Indian Association for several years. He says it's a fine balance between funding the big, necessary projects and the nonprofits that add a certain quality of life.
And if you don't provide a quality of life, you know, everybody picks up stakes and leaves. And so we got to be really careful of just being like, all we want to do is fix the sewer plant. Well, that's not true. We want people to want to stay in this town.
Ryan says he has no delusions of trying to please everyone. It's just not possible. But he says he'll work to compromise and meet folks in the middle. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
And a couple updates on meetings in Haines that have been rescheduled due to ferry trouble today. The Alaska Marine Highway System Community Engagement Meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. And the Haines Former Fuel Terminal Restoration Advisory Board meeting is not happening tonight. It will take place tomorrow, Friday, at 11 a.m. in the Chilkat Center. The U.S. Army is holding that meeting to update residents on the effort to assess contamination at the old tank farm and fuel terminal on Lutac Road. Again, the Ferry Community Engagement Meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers, and the Restoration Advisory Board meeting is tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the Chilcat Center. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.